producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, I checked with Manny, who's my guru of all things sound, and he said I could do this. So listen up, folks. And I promised that I would, and I did. All right, so this is the deal. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. Nothing. I have a rash. You know, nobody can figure out exactly what it is. It's not very painful, and it's, so I had to go to the doctor's today in the middle of the rain. And the doctor's on the 30th floor of the, and it's getting late, and I have to get over here. I have to get, you know, to work to be with you guys on Christmas Eve. 855-99-37569. And finally, and I hear all this noise, and the elevator doors open. And, you know, sometimes people hold elevators, which is a little irritating. So finally, the elevator opens, and there's about 9 or 10 kids, all in blue jackets, with xylophones that you could hear, and drums. And I said, "Oh, kids, you shouldn't, but how nice for you." And I said, "Play something." And they did. How Christmassy is that?
Yeah, that's
They're
that's
from the
awesome.
Plato School Marching Band. Wow. They're really cute, in little blue jackets. I have no idea what they were doing wandering around. but they thought that was just great. So now, if you know any kids from the Plato School Marching Band, you can tell them they were on the air, as I promised.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, they were very, and they were so delighted. It turns out that playing, you know, it gives a whole new meaning to the word elevator music.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you my elevator music story. This is a true story that I'm sort of, I'm a little embarrassed about, but I'll tell you anyway. I mean, it is Christmas Eve, and I haven't had any eggnog. All right, so I actually got in an elevator once with Johnny Mathis. And I could not help myself. I said, "Could you sing something? It just seems like it's an appropriate place for you to sing." Because whom do we hear more in elevators than Johnny Mathis? I don't think he found it as amusing as I did. What can I tell you?
He wasn't as enthused?
No. I thought that was just an adorable statement. Maybe he got that all the time. But, what can I tell you? And Denzel, I mean, being one of the more overpaid actors?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That was a little surprising.
Yeah, I mean,
because the Exterminator, maybe just gets paid a lot of money.
I'm curious as to what the criteria is as far as...
Well, you can see I can tell you exactly what it was just from the thing about Adam Sandler, is they figure out how much he was paid and how much his movie made.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sort of divide, you know, so he made, for every dollar he made, he only brought in $3.20 this year as opposed to $3.40, which is, if you figure, that the star gets paid... That's an above-the-line cost. So there are all the other people in it, and then below the line, and advertising, and overhead, and all. So, and that means all of his movies have essentially lost money.
Hmm.
And Denzel, that's the criteria.
Denzel was what, fourth on the list?
I didn't say actually what he was. Johnny Depp was second.
Okay.
I don't think he's clearly in the top 10, maybe in the top 5. I don't know which actual number he was. But I guess that means his money, that he's basically he's overpriced for what he brings in.
Hmm.
All you have to do is have a couple of movies that tank.
Yeah. But Equalizer did pretty well, didn't it?
I don't know how much it actually made. But, I mean, we talked about it. It was not a bad movie. I don't think it did terribly well. What can I tell you? All right. So I thought what we'd do today, in about 20 minutes or something, I'll do movies for you just because there are a bunch that open. And I'll give you what to do on Christmas Day and who to take and stuff like that. But I thought we'd do a little bit of New Year's resolutions because, you know, it really is one of my favorite options, except that you have to do them right. As I said, they have to be specific. They have to be time-oriented. In other words, don't say, "I'm going to lose weight," because that's not helpful. What you want to do is, "I want to lose 5 pounds by March 1st. It quite often, so you want to be limited, specific, time-oriented. Mm-hmm. And it really helps to have a buddy to do it with. My brother and I both were trying to get something written or something, and so we bet each other whoever didn't get it done by this certain date had to buy the other one dinner, which wouldn't be all that big a deal except that we live a plane ride away from one another. And that worked for both of us. So, and there have been all sorts of studies that suggest that if you're trying to lose weight or exercise or stop smoking or not yell at your kids as much, you know, spend more time at home, whatever it is you're trying to do, that doing with a buddy seems to, because when your motivation flags a little bit, then they can sort of bring you up, and also it's you making it public, so that's a very helpful kind of thing. And as I said, if it's been on your list for the last 5 years and you still haven't accomplished it, take it off. You know, you're setting yourself up to fail, so just take it off. And again, I think one of the things to do at this time of year is not only look forward, because by definition, a resolution is something you haven't accomplished, and something that you want to change in a different direction, in a more positive direction. Also, give yourself some credit for things that have gone well, that you have accomplished this year. All right, so Manny, we're starting with you. Any resolutions?
It's always tough. You know, I usually don't do a whole lot of New Year's resolutions. I could say probably find ways to get more sleep. I think more consistent sleep. You know,
okay.
some days I get some days I sleep fantastic, and other days I just.
Are you able to differentiate what happened? You know, why some days and why some not?
I don't know. I think sometimes a lot of times. I mean, it obviously depends on when I go to bed. You know, especially working here now. I'm up at typically about 6:30 in the morning, and I get here by no later than about 8 o'clock, but, I guess a lot of times it depends on, when I go to sleep, but even sometimes I'll go to sleep at, 12:30 and wake up and feel fine. And other days, other nights I might go to bed at 12:30 and wake up and, feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Are you an exercise person or not an exercise person?
Yeah, I exercise a little bit, probably less than I should.
I think you're right. For when it comes to sleep, what you're really looking for is a consistent pattern, because you really need to pattern your body and your circadian rhythm and stuff. And it turns out that the clue is not necessarily when you go to bed, which is what most of us look at. It's when you wake up.
Okay.
And hopefully you haven't sort of made the decision, which all of us tend to do, to be quite honest. It's just not a very good idea, is to sleep in on the weekends. Because what that does is really reset your clock. And so when Monday comes along, it's a disaster. You're much better off to get up at the same time on the weekends and take a nap, and make sure that the nap that you take isn't too close to bedtime. Manny and I were both talking about the fact that we had a weekend where it was a great day to sleep in on Sunday nights, and I said, well, one of the things that I have to be really careful about is if I've had a weekend that's pretty calm and I can kind of ratchet down a little bit and get some sleep, I have to make sure that on Sunday that I don't take a nap usually and or get close enough to bedtime, because I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm ready to okay, and that doesn't work very well, especially when it's Monday and
right.
It's, oh yeah, you were watching. So what can I tell you? Finding a consistent sleep pattern, and it turns out that you live longer, you're less prone to disease, including Alzheimer's, including depression, including diabetes, all sorts of things, heart disease. That sleep, nobody really understands it completely, except we understand that when we don't get it, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So a really worthwhile thing to invest in, and maybe a little exercise, except you want to make sure that you're not exercising too close to bedtime,
right?
Because that will disrupt it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as easy. I would convince Shane, for example, that he should park his car a little farther away and just walk to work. So, if you can integrate any kind of exercise into your lifestyle a little bit. So if you're on the third floor, for example, instead of taking the elevator,
just
climb the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have to do a gym. Doesn't necessarily have to be separate times. But we'll come back and talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. And then Manny gets to tell you about the wonderful things that have happened in this year as well when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. I had a question that last, I do want to really go back to the issues about about New Year's resolutions, but last night I noticed on television they had the Boca Raton bowl, and I don't know where in Boca it would have been. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know the community terribly well, but I'm trying to think where the stadium would have been. Or maybe they just call it the Boca Raton, and it was like in Miami or something.
I'm going to look it up right now.
All right, and I'll just sing the Star Spangled Banner in the meantime. I can do that. I can do that. All right. All right, so we were talking about resolutions, and I was going to ask Manny what was his most successful or the major change he made this year that worked really well. What are you most proud of this year?
I think certainly one thing I'm really proud of is getting the opportunity to work here with you, and I mean that in all sincerity. I'm not just saying that because I'm
your boss and I'll yell at you. No, I think you're a wonderful addition to the program, and I'm just delighted to have you. I was really lucky with Shane, and I feel just as lucky with you. So, and that's a compliment because I think Shane was probably one of the best producers I've ever had, and I had I was assigned him. And with you, I had a little bit more of a choice, but I think you are filling his shoes beautifully, and that's a huge compliment. And sincere.
Yeah, I think something with me, though, I think that's been good is I think I've become a much more patient person. I think, when I was younger, I used to get worked up with a lot of things.
Yeah.
It was a little bit easier for me to get worked up with things and kind of lose patience and kind of, when something goes wrong, I would kind of... I
blow out the handle.
Yeah, and I think, especially working in this business, in the broadcasting business, especially with radio, you have to be very patient because it's inevitable. Something's going to go wrong. Yeah. Something's not going to work right. Whatever, and I think
you can have an idiotic host who sort of ask really rude questions when you're not really wanting to have rude questions. So there you go.
but I think over the course of this year, I think I just learned to be more patient, and I was able to kind of finally realize that certain things are just going to happen, and you just have to remain calm and remain patient and just work to fix whatever problem is happening.
Good for you. I think that's great. I think that's a huge success. Right, my New Year's resolution, this has been the year that I have probably been the most slack about exercising in decades. So, and I'm not sure why. I know I had an injury, and I know I had a lot of changes in my work situation and things, but I still, so that's, I'm going to be like everybody else who's really trying to get back in the habit of more. I mean, I do get some exercise. I'm out essentially every day, and I do a lot of walking, but I really need to get back to the gym a bit. So, and to find out, I really like taking classes, and I'm not doing that, so I either need to sort of recommit to the gym, which I'm not crazy about, or find some classes or something. So that's number one. I made a conscious decision, and I'm terribly proud of myself for doing it, just to be happier. I mean, if your name's Joy, first of all, you're kind of doomed to be happy. This early summer and fall, what I realized is that I needed to change how I viewed my work. Which, of course, meant how I changed how to view me. Because for my whole career, I've worked for somebody, and I've had a wonderful career, and I have really no complaints. But I took over the ownership of the program, and I've always been in charge of the content, but the actual ownership of the program. And what I realized is that I needed to find a different model, that I'd always been the kind of, a little bit feisty, but relatively compliant person, and you have to please your bosses and stuff like that. And what I realized is that the role model that I really wanted to adopt for myself was to be a salesperson, because salespeople are uniformly positive. They are tenacious. They not only don't take no for an answer, they don't take no answer for an answer. They just hang in there and they're positive. And I thought, I can do that. I may not feel that way, but I can do that. And it changed everything. It really did. The other thing that was not really this year, but it became more evident this year, is that about 3 years ago, I did improv for the first time, which scared the living daylights out of me. And you could say, well, why? Because basically what I do on the air every day is improv, right? I have no idea what the calls are going to be. But improv on your own is very different than improv in a group, because you have to relate to the other people. And the other five women had been doing this for years. and they invited me to come and do it, and I just thought it was such an interesting idea, and it was far in advance, so it really played into my own kind of nuttiness, which is I always say yes to everything, and assuming it will never happen, so I don't actually have to deal with whether I really want to do it. This was another great example of that. And they hadn't, so I did it on a Monday night at a theater with an audience that paid to be there. And so they had me come in on the Sunday before, because I guess it occurred to them the same time it occurred to me, I had absolutely no experience doing this. And they said three things, and it just really, it's a whole different way of thinking about everything. They said, first of all, that your answer should always be yes, not no, when you're interacting with somebody in an improv situation, because no shuts things down, and yes opens them up. Second of all, that at some point you have an infinite number of choices, but as every choice you make narrows your options. And third, and this had been really interesting because I'd been at a play the night before, and it was six characters, three men, three women, and they were reading things. And Richard Thomas, whom I knew from Walton's Mountain, right, from the Waltons, was the only and I didn't know him personally at that moment, but I had watched him. And when he was on stage, he was great, but when he was waiting to go on, he focused completely on whomever was talking. And as a result of that, I don't know that he's a very nice guy, so I don't know if he actually did it on purpose or because what happened is, because his attention was so much on the person who was talking, your attention was riveted on him. And the third rule of improv is whatever you commit to it completely. Whether if you're watching a cockroach walk across the floor, commit to watching that cockroach. Don't sort of be doing 14 other things at the same time. So those three rules. Number one, yes rather than no. Infinite number of choices that are narrowed inevitably. And third of all, commit completely. And I thought, you know, that's not only about improv, that's about life. And so that plus the sort of adopting the sort of mentality or the at least characteristics of salespeople really has changed things. And I, you know, I was saying to my mom a couple of days ago, there's no particular reason for it, but I'm probably happier now than I've ever been. There's no discernible reason. You can't go and say, well, there's this going on or that going on, but it changed everything. And, you know, it's just for me, not only personally, but as a psychologist and somebody who's kind of a public psychologist who sort of tries to share what I know with y'all, it's been a real revelation, because I say and I believe that attitude is everything, but every once in a while you can do something in your own life that has such a profound effect that it really sort of cements that notion. So there, 855, I'm going to work out more. And I know I'm going to work on the book. I know. You don't even have to bug me about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and we're live on Christmas Eve 2014. It is not very Christmassy around here just because it's raining and warm, but hopefully it's Christmassy in your heart, and you and yours are. And Hanukkah's over, so you can sort of enjoy having gotten that celebration done. I was talking to somebody, and they said it's always a sigh of relief when the holiday is finally over because we treat it like it's a season. It's really not, just one day. So, all right, 855-99-375-69. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and the point of looking both forward and backward. So we had a number of people who wanted to share with us their resolutions, so lay it on me.
All right. We'll start with Aurora. She says, my resolution is to get the counseling I need to figure out why I overeat. at my highest weight, I was 245. A decade ago, I lost 125 pounds and kept most of it off for 7 years. Even when I lost the weight, though, I still hated my body. I also thought that when I lost the weight, I wouldn't be single anymore, and I still am. In the last three years, I've slowly regained, and I'm now back up to 216. I'm so sick and tired of being fat and hating myself. It's been a struggle since puberty, and I'm 40 now.
Oh, honey. All right, look, let me just say a couple things about that. I think if you divide that resolution into several different parts, you're going to be a bit more successful. First of all, deciding that at 40 that you'd like, you know, you'd feel happier and healthier if you lost a few pounds, but be realistic about it. And maybe whether you do a nutritionist, whether you do an exercise program, whether you just start knock out carbs for a while, get into an eating group online or whatever. But take that as, you know, I think it's unbelievable that you could lose that kind of weight and keep it off for 7 years. So the first place to start is what happened 7 years ago. Okay, what sort of upset your discipline? Because that's really what it is. We can obliterate alcohol in our life. We can certainly obliterate cigarettes. We can't really obliterate food. We die. So we have to moderate that behavior, which requires a very different kind of discipline than just obliterating something. So something. Upset you, undermined you 7 years ago. Start there, number one. Number two, I'm a great fan of keeping a journal when we're trying to do anything, because if you've taken something from being unconscious, and all of us eat because it's one of the earliest ways we've learned to comfort ourselves, hence the issue 7 years ago. And so if we can interrupt that process by writing anything down before you put it in your mouth, it gives you an opportunity to say, do I really want to do this? Also, it gives you a way of figuring out what time of day is, for example, or what days of the week, or what kinds of food, or under what circumstances. So begin just keeping a log of, and write down everything, even when you take a sip of water, because if you stop... If you start sort of not putting things in, you'll find yourself cheating, and you don't want to do that. To get a notebook, figure out 7 years ago, you obviously know how to lose the weight. The question is, why did you put it back on? Why? What wavered that? And at some point, accepting that you are not a perfect person, but you have a body that's strong, or you have a body that's supple, and doing things like yoga or Pilates, that or whatever you're good at, playing tennis, because there gets to be the celebration of what you can do as opposed to what you can't do. And if you can find an exercise, for example, I'm strong but not the least bit limber. So if when I'm feeling terrible, I'll go do things that sort of focus on the fact that I'm strong. When I'm feeling that I'm really on top of the world, what I'll do is go do things that I'm terrible at, because I have that extra energy to sort of withstand it and get better at it. So you can hear I'm breaking this down into component parts, and that's the way that you need to start. But instead of deciding that you're fat, decide that you are never going to be Twiggy, and that's okay. What you'd like to be is healthier. What you'd like to do is figure out parts of you to celebrate, parts of your body to celebrate. But as I said, whether you're limber or you're strong or you have a lot of endurance, whatever it is, there's something. And find at least one exercise that capitalizes on that. So when you're feeling kind of crummy, you can go do that and remind yourself that you're fine. And then when you're feeling wonderful, you can go focus on the things that are not so readily available to you. Okay, start with a plan, and this is one of the ones where I'd love to have you on the air so I can talk with you specifically about it, but I don't, so hopefully you'll listen to this. All right, what else we got?
We'll go to Marquita. She says her resolution is to keep on my same beautiful trajectory. I learned a lot of hard lessons this year, but I learned them, and I'm looking forward to who I'll be this time next year.
Good for you. Yeah, keep a diary. Good for you.
Tony says to be totally free. I think that could
I don't know what that means.
I think it could probably mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, I don't know if that means work or family or debts or relationship. I don't think anybody's totally free. But, you know, that would be helpful to know exactly what you mean by there. But,
Here's an interesting one. Luby says to finally call Dr. Joy.
Aha, Ruby, my darling. You can start your New Year's resolution off right this very moment.
You can start it even early by calling us right now and give us a call and talk to us. Marika says, Marika actually responded to Aurora's resolution. She said, mine is the exact same. I wish you luck, love, and perseverance. See, I like that. I like that, you know, we post something on Facebook and people talk with each other, too, and support each other.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
The folks are really great because every once in a while I sort of have to do my little scoldy thing because somebody will climb on somebody. But by and large, you guys are as kind to each other as you are to me, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because people are dealing with things that are really important to them.
Mm-hmm. One person that says to use my time wisely.
Honey, you need to be probably a bit more specific about that because that's one of those resolutions that's going to make you feel like you're not accomplishing anything. What kind of time are you talking about? Leisure time? Are you talking about work time? Are you talking about time with your kids or your family or getting housework done or errands? Be more specific about what kinds of time and divide the things that you're, what would wisely mean? Does that mean that I never take some time and just foof around, or that I take an hour and foof around, but then I scrub the kitchen floor? You need to be much more specific about that for that to be useful for you.
Robert says, to find a better job, I'm making less money now than I did back in 1996.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on age and what you're doing, but that's not terribly unusual. Fortunately, inflation has become sort of a non-issue recently, so it's not like that inflation is going to make your dollar seem less and less. It's just that the jobs have disappeared, and I hear it. But again, be specific. Does that mean you want to get a second job? Do you need more education? Are there skills that you could acquire that would make you a more valuable employee at the place that you're working? Do you need to get your resume up to date? Be more specific, okay? Because then you'll be much closer to achieving it.
Tracy says to quit eating meat.
Okay, well, that's relatively easy to do. And there's certainly lots of substitutes. Can you say Boca Burger and tempeh and kale? And
yeah. Carrie says, don't get involved in family drama.
Good luck. Tell me how to do that.
I think that's kind of one of those things that's unavoidable for all of us.
The question is to what extent. The problem is if you completely divorce yourself, you become the lightning rod for the family drama, which is almost as uncomfortable as being caught in the middle of stuff. So, again, it may be that this is the year to decide not to gossip, that you'll talk with anybody about anything about each other, but not about anybody else in the family. And that may be much more feasible.
Anastasia says, losing those few pounds from 2010.
How many pounds?
She just says losing those few pounds from 2010.
Yeah, I know. We're all dealing with that 5 to 7 pounds, aren't we?
Yeah. Nancy says the same thing. Nancy says, lose weight for real. Can't stand it anymore.
Yeah. You know, I'm sympathetic. It's sort of, you know, work out more, eat less. What can I tell you? We all know. Also understand, suppose we put on a pound a year after the age of 30. And nobody knows exactly why. You could say, well, it's your metabolism slowing down, but that doesn't seem to be the total explanation for it. Nobody really knows why.
That's interesting. Bob says, I don't know how kind this is, Bob says, convincing my wife to lose weight.
Ooh, tough stuff.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you're going to have to figure out something that she can negotiate with you, something that you're willing to do. Because if you go in trying to convince her, she's going to feel that, you know, how come you can't love me for who I am? So yeah. That's a really dangerous one.
Well, and I think that kind of goes back to what you were saying with Aurora, where it's not so much about, you know, losing weight. It's more about just finding ways to be healthier,
yeah.
You know? And, I mean, that's... If you want your wife to be healthier, if you want your
spouse to
be healthier...
Well, but that's a different issue.
Right,
you've got to be careful, though.
Yeah.
We can talk more about that when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And was it Bob? Was that his name, Manny?
Yeah.
He was saying, I have to convince my wife to lose weight. Bob, you're going to have to give that notion up. You may decide that you want to do more things together, including that are a little more exercise-y. But first of all, we did. We reported on a story yesterday that said the best way to encourage somebody to eat more is to talk about their weight. You know, if they're overweight, it's not a very good idea. And presumably, maybe if you think very carefully, it may be, for example, that she'd like you to work less. So you could maybe make her a deal that says, look, if we can start, if I promise to get home by 3 o'clock on Fridays, can we go work out together? And that's a much better way of negotiating than say, you need to lose weight. And she lives in the same country that you live in, and you can hear how many people on who answered the question are concerned about their weight, almost exclusively women, I would point out. And it does really get back to one of my little caveats, is that men marry women thinking they'll never change, and men marry women thinking we'll change them. And they're equally wrong-headed and equally dangerous. So please don't take that approach. And don't think about giving her a gym membership for Christmas or some new spandex, because you'll end up talking with a lawyer by Valentine's Day. All right, what else we got?
Patricia says her resolution is to commit to love and respect my body and open myself up to the possibilities and stop limiting myself.
Good for you. Good for you. Decide that for right now, it's like when you go to the store, right, and you're shopping for clothing, and you know, as women, we do things like we buy something that's too tight, and we say, well, I'll lose weight. Don't do that. It's okay. Most of us have multiple wardrobes. We have our fat jeans and our skinny jeans. Do guys have that? I don't think you guys do. You just wear baggy jeans anyway, so.
Well, guys are wearing skinny jeans now. I don't particularly do that, but it's kind of becoming a style now for men.
What, the baggy jeans?
No, skinny jeans.
Yeah. But, so you're wearing them skinny?
I'm not. Me, personally, I'm not.
That's why I was just talking about you, darling.
No, I wear normal jeans.
You
sometimes
wear baggy
a little,
jeans.
Sometimes a little baggier than usual, but, you know, I like just being comfortable, you know?
That's baggy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it can be baggy, but, you know, I'm comfortable in just regular fitted jeans that aren't, you know, not,
don't cut off your circulation.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but that's the skinny jeans are kind of becoming the thing.
I was of the generation that the jeans were only fit you well if you had to lie down on the floor to zip them up so your stomach dropped. I don't do that so much anymore, but it did occur to me. And it was the same time that we were all wearing false nails. So you'd lie down on the floor to zip up your jeans, and the jeans were tight, obviously, and you'd start popping your acrylic nails off all of everyone. So you could either have really good jeans or really good nails, but never both. You don't know how complicated it is to be a girl.
You don't want to learn. No, I don't want to learn. I grew up with two women. I grew up in a single parent household with just my mom and my sister. And, you know, I've always told them that I appreciate them for going through everything it takes to go through being a woman. And I'm so glad that I have not had to.
You're not.
Yeah. But, They get my total respect, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. That's all we wanted anyway. R-E-C-T. Okay. So let's move on. Again, instead of deciding that you are who you are at this moment, and it's not that you don't feel that there are improvements to be made, but that you're okay. And it'll change your life. And the best way to be disciplined and lose weight is to feel good about yourself. The worst way is to be beating yourself up, because that donut will speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us need donuts speaking to us. Okay, that was a girl's statement. Sorry. All right, what else you got going on here?
Kim says, and I'm going to have to kind of be very specific with this, because she put it in quotes, and I think I have an idea of what she's saying.
Okay.
She said, getting off the, quote, seafood, end quote, diet. And with seafood, it's S-E-E.
Right, I see food and I eat it.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, look, try writing down everything before you put it in your mouth. It really works incredibly well. And it's not, there are all sorts of things you could do. I mean, all of us know it, right? You use a smaller plate. You take half of anything that you eat and put half of it away. I know it's for myself. When I decide, I'll divide in a restaurant in particular, that I'll divide the food in half and then take half of it home. And it's because that way I feel like, you know, I still get it and it's still fun. But plus, I love leftovers. I must say, I really do love leftovers. So, all right. So our food female weight thingy is going on. All right.
Last one is from Bonnie. She says, I want to juice once a day, every day, no matter what.
Well, good. You know, I was just thinking, wheatgrass is one of my sort of favorite things. I was talking to somebody about actually sort of indulging and getting, apparently you can go online and get fresh wheatgrass delivered to you. The problem is, I do it when I get sick, you know, when there's something wrong, and it's because it's just straight chlorophyll, so it just filters stuff out of my system. But it also is nauseating. It just tastes terrible.
Yeah, I remember.
So I don't know how much.
Before.
I think I'm probably better off just going and finding a Jamba Juice every once in a while. And the people pay me to stay out of their stores because I take one of those little things and I make terrible faces. And yeah, they, some people are like, oh, I don't get, make sure I don't get what she's getting. So. All right, what else we got?
That's it. That's what we got for New Year's resolutions.
All right, so let's recap about New Year's resolutions. First of all, women, be realistic about weight loss. Keep a diary. And buy some pretty things. You don't have to spend a lot of money on them. Go to a resale store and buy something that makes you feel pretty at your current weight. All right, because you're going to be much better losing weight if you're feeling happy about yourself. And be real. You know, most of us who are trying to lose weight know exactly how to do it. It's just the difference between knowing and doing begins to be this sort of huge fast food restaurant. So know what you know, but don't pressure yourself. Get, you know, cut yourself a little bit of slack and find that's a lot easier to lose weight when you're happy with yourself. So go and get something pretty or cute or, you know, and sort of cut yourself a little slack, try and do it reasonably, keep a diary, and if you were able to do it before, figure out what disarmed you, what sort of upset you before, and because for most of us, eating really is an emotional issue. Yeah. And when you're happy, and you know, when we're in love, none of us overeat, right? We just, because we're high on life and adrenaline or whatever else it is. So.
Yeah, very quickly, before we go to break here, we actually just got one more comment on New Year's All resolutions. Right. This is from Susan. You'll like this, Dr. Joy. She says, I'm going to listen to Dr. Joy Brown on the radio. Glad we found you. So,
well, thanks, darling.
We've added a new listener.
Yay. Well, see, I'm so glad I'm working today. All right, we've got another hour together. I promise I'll get you through the movies. If there's something I can help you with, give me a holler. 855-993-7569. Susie Q, thank you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.